5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Ferrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Ferrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
Anyway, that's your boy on there, Jay Berman. With the update, Carver High, I notice he's still on the take for you with the Islanders score first. Always
well,
comes in. Checking the other scores around the league, the Islanders, you two communists, you two fascist homers. You gotta get your team in there first.
No. Let's be fair. That was probably the most stunning score of the night in the NHL. Because the Bruins never get whacked like that. I mean, let's be honest. The Bruins, you know, they win almost every night. And even when they lose, they don't lose 7-2. So that was a very stunning score tonight in the NHL, whether I'm a fan of that team or not.
Do you remember, like, 30 minutes ago when I told you that the Jets and Canadians were tied at 3?
Yeah, and actually that ended up working out really well for me.
Yeah, it ended up working out really well for me, too, because they blew them out 6-3, the Jets, and the Canadians have nothing but problems going on right now. Like, their season's going down the drain, isn't it?
It certainly is, and they make the coaching change, try to get a little bit of a spark. They actually had a 2-0 lead early in the first period, Scotty. So they came out and then got outscored 6-3 the rest of the way. So, awful job.
I'm watching San Diego State, 61-60. They lead Boise. And I think with 27 seconds left, I think San Diego State just turned the ball over on an inbounds pass after Boise had made a free throw. And I got to see it myself here, the replay. No. Who are they giving that ball to? They gave it to Boise. How about that? I thought the kid from Boise knocked it out. I thought he knocked it out. Now, if they go check that, I think they're going to give it back to San Diego State. I thought the kid knocked it out, but it looks like I think they're going to review it because that clearly was out on Boise State. It not only did he hit it out, he hit it again. He hit it twice, and they're going to give that ball back to San Diego State. I'll bet my life on it if they're over reviewing it at the table because they're showing the replay 50 times. Great game though, and one of the things that's great about it. I don't want it to go to overtime, Carver High. You know it will. It'll go to overtime. I have Boise in 7. I have San Diego State to win. I would never do that to my beloved audience in San Diego on Mightier 1090. Bet against the Aztecs. It's sacrilege. Can't have it, Carver High. I always bet on the Aztecas. And they're up 1 with 28 seconds left. They're actually... I don't know if they're reviewing it. They're in a timeout. I can't tell because, you know, I don't have the volume up, nor will I. But this is a great game. I went from watching that great Michigan State game with that game being a 4-point game with Ohio State, then a 2-point game, whatever. And then I said, enough of this. I went, because there's 4 minutes left in that game, I went right over to the San Diego State game. If I would have known San Diego State was on all night, I would have watched the whole game. It was a great game. How about this? They're playing again on Saturday, same place. Welcome in our radio affiliates on a satellite, Sirius XM channel 204. We mean business on that channel. We have taken over, and it was easy doing it, and it's been fun, and all the women are hanging out with us. They were on other channels before, but now they're hanging with Uncle Futrell. Plus, our friends at Mightier 1090 in San Diego near Tijuana, do you wanna? And then Sports Map Radio and Sports Byline USA, Armed Forces Radio, all over the world. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. It's Pharrell on a bench. I'm Pharrell with Carver. Hi. And 61-60, San Diego State. They're 17-4. Boise's 18-4. Great finish here. I told you they gave the ball back to San Diego State. It was that kid knocked that ball out. It hit his hands twice. So under 30 left. San Diego State having trouble getting it in. They got to call a timeout again. Are they calling a foul there? Are you watching this game, Carver High? No. I think they actually called a foul. Like, I'm trying to figure it out without any knowledge of the volume or anything else going on here. I think they actually called a foul on the inbounds, and they did. And now San Diego State shooting free throws. So they never inbounded it. They never even tried to inbound it. They fouled him as the guy was trying to pass it in. They fouled the guy, and they're at the line again, and they hit the first free throw. So it's like free points. You know what I mean? Like, this is crazy. Now they're up 62-60. And just a great finish. 27 seconds left. I'm entrenched in this game. He hits the second free throw. And now it's a three-point game. Clock is rolling. 20 seconds left. Boise needs a three or at least a bucket quickly. They're passing it around like they got all night. I don't know what they're doing. They're down to 10. He's going to shoot the three and hit it. Oh, from outside deep. Oh, are you serious? Are you serious, woo! Carver High? Woo! We got a tie game with 9 seconds left. Woo! Woo! Tell you, Carver High, terrible call in the San Diego State game. The kid from Boise, his foot was on the line. He hit that three bomb from dead straight out, top of the key, but his right foot was on the line. His foot was on the line as sure as I'm sitting here. I cannot believe that I saw the refs go over to the table and watch that monitor for 3 or 4 minutes, and they came out and left that score at 63. They counted the three. Meanwhile, his foot was on the line. It should have been a two. I mean, without a doubt. Oh, and they called a charge on San Diego State with 2 seconds left. Oh, humanity. Oh, the humanity. A huge screen at center court, a dirty screen, and then the guy went down and he stuck his elbow in a guy's throat at the top of the key, and it's a charge. And now Boise, with 2 seconds left, will be able to inbounds at, I think they get it half court because it was right, you know, right around time. I'm right. They're doing it at half court. So they could throw it in and actually get a shot off. Now from half court, the bomb. Oh, he missed it. Oh. And, of course, it goes to overtime now, and everything's at stake. Everything's a high-risk probability. I'm getting Boise in 7. They'll lose by 8. San Diego State will win by 8, Carver High. You know they will. Hey, Carver High, I busted out my Michael Jordan shirt for you tonight. Do you like that one? I think you do. You always seem to like that.
Nice. There you go.
Why is it in the way? I can't even get this straight. This is the coolest shirt ever. On the back of it, they actually show the titles that they won. I'm going to now, for the very few that like the video portion of the show on the YouTube Sports Grid Radio channel, those people are select few. They're like Marines. They, I'm going to give them the luxury of seeing this shirt now. You tell me, Carver High, because I'm not going to be on the mic. I'm just going to turn around. You tell me if you can see the stripe of championships. Hold on. Can you see it?
No. You're way too high up. It's not going to work unless you get on the floor. It's just that you're going to end up knocking something over. There's a couple. Yeah, there they are. 91, 92, 93, 96, 97, 98. There it is.
That's all you needed, Carver High.
That's it. You got the titles on there.
I'm not going to show you my ass, but I am going to let you see those six titles that Michael won. This is one of my coolest shirts. When I work out in this shirt at the gym, I typically get somewhere in the neighborhood of five women offering me relations when I show up in this Michael Jordan. They gravitate toward me. These
and there's a woman out there. What to find out just where she stands in the world of femininity. Jump on the horseman one time, baby. It's an all-night I won't drive nothing but Mercedes or Rolls Royce. I won't go nowhere on a commercial airliner. I won't ride in nothing but limousines. And I won't make love to nothing but the best looking women in the world.
That's your boy, Ric Flair, the Nature Boy. It's his
72
birthday
today. 72.
Going on 52. Oh, he's still God. Like, shouldn't he have died? Woo! Was it? Woo. Didn't he have like a? Didn't he like drop dead or something? Carver years ago when we were at CBS, and then he somehow lived through it.
He had definitely a very close experience. Yes. Very close.
Touch and go.
Touch and go.
Do you think that the Ric Flair clips that we ran on the show, like the ones you just ran over the years, like I think those were some of the greatest moments ever on the show, is when we played just all night long. We would play clips of Ric Flair, and we had hundreds of his, you know, just epic rants and just abusing people. It was just fantastic. I actually think we did that on terrestrial radio too, and got away with it. We kept it clean. Somehow we kept it clean.
Yeah, I mean, he's not. He obviously, all of these sound bites of Ric Flair were all from him cutting promos on TV when he was in either WCW or you know, whatever it was before that, and WWE after that. So all the stuff of Flair, you know, it's all clean.
You know what's not clean? Did I not tell you that San Diego State would win by 8? They're up by 5 already in overtime, and they have the ball.
Not ideal.
I am telling you that San Diego State won the game 63-62. Boise, when he shot the 3, his right foot was on the line. As sure as I'm sitting here, everyone in the world that's watching the game saw it. No questions asked. That his foot was, his entire toe was on the line. Forget about the tip. His entire toe jam was on the line. And his toe, remember when Dr. Chow was on my show and he said it's the toe plate. What are they fixing on Mahomes? The plate, the planter, the toe planter plate.
The planter plate. Like a plate of planters, peanuts. A plate of planters, planter plate.
I got to tell you, Carver High, I do have to tell you that is that Boise hasn't hit a shot in the overtime. They're down 7. Anyway, I just want you to know that so I read this book about why we get to be fat asses when we're older. And it was very interesting, and it was about, you know, I've told you before, because you're at 40, I've told you at 50, it's just over. I mean, at 50, you'll have no chance of, in my view, of getting, here's Boise on the breakaway, the guy misses the dunk, are you kidding me? How much do you suck, bro? He just missed a dunk, this guy came flying in, no one around him, uncontested, and hit it off the back of the rim. What a loser, dude. I mean, are you kidding me? This guy's worse than Wilson the other night. Don't let him on the team bus, Carver High. I got to get that guy's name and number. Can we get a license plate reading on that guy? He just missed a dunk, and they're down 7 in overtime, and he had a dunk to make them go down 5, and he missed it. And now, well, they get the rebound off a 3, Shank, but they should be down 5. Now they pull up and shoot the 3. Brick. Loose ball. San Diego State's got it. Anyway, where was I? So anyway, I'm reading this book, and it talks about all the things that you just know to be true. You can't eat certain foods all the time. You can't eat meat all the time. You can't eat junk food. You can't drink soda. You can't drink beer. You can't eat ice cream and desserts and cupcakes, and you can't eat donuts, and you can't eat, you know, drink creamer in your coffee, and you're going to end up in a casket. You're going to be like, your body, you're going to be pre-diabetic. Remember when they told me, Carver, I came into work one night, I said, they're telling me I'm pre-diabetic. And I'm like, what, how is that even possible? And so one thing leads to another, and I stop like drinking coffee creamer, right? And I literally stopped doing any coffee creamer, and I quit drinking soda. Like I haven't had a soda in like years. I mean, years, like 3 years. And then I drink water. I drink Gatorade Zero, whatever. But I don't drink creamer. I used to drink 15 creamer coffees a day. That's what I think made me pre-diabetic. But I'm telling you, Carver High, they told me you can't eat anything. They told me to eat fish and chicken and boring stuff like vegetables. And I just want to kill myself. It's just awful. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you what I eat instead. I was making fun of this song last night. This is like Steel Panther or something, isn't it? Loving you so much that I drive a convertible. Anyway, so the food thing, it told me. And you know, Carver High, I was drinking 15 cups of coffee a day. And then, as you know, I eat like, I don't know, 50 bags of popcorn at least, I'd say a month, automatic, like 50 bags. I don't mess around. It's like boom, 50 at least, maybe 75. But I quit eating that too. I stopped. I haven't had popcorn in a month. I'm jonesing like it was blow or something. I literally jonesing for popcorn. Meanwhile, I gave it up, and I've been eating what it told me to do. Believe it or not, it said to eat these nuts. It said to eat the trail mix, you know, like all the peanuts and almonds and cashews and pistachios, all these different Carver High. These nuts. I was starting to eat the trail mix with the raisins and the M&Ms and the almonds and the cashews. And I mean, and the salt and the intake is just fantastic when you're not eating anything else, right? So if you don't eat any junk food at all, no Doritos, because I'll eat a bag of Doritos, any kind. I'll eat the hot ones. I'll eat the chili ones. I'm talking the hot ones, those like ones that are literally straight fire. And then I eat the ranch ones, the cheese ones, you name it, I'll eat them. I'll eat the whole bag in one sitting in like literally like 5 minutes. Boom, done. But I quit all of that. I'm eating this trail mix. It's just awful. But when you don't eat all of that stuff, Carver High, you actually like get off on eating the salty these nuts. of just the worst. I'm the The best part
my
is
shoes
the
cost more than your house.
So what I do is I actually, when I go to get the bags of the trail mix, they have mountain mix, they have raisin mix, and the raisin mix is overwhelming. It's just overwhelming. There's like a, it's like a raisins and pistachio nuts, and that's all it is. And you just OD on, it's like fentanyl of raisins. I'm like losing my mind. There's so many raisins. I can't eat that many raisins. It's just like, I feel like I live in Pruneville if I eat that many raisins. You know what I mean? I can handle a few in the trail mix, but I can't handle an entire bag that's nothing but raisins. I have to mix them up with these nuts. Carver Eye's like, you laugh every time you say that. Anyway, how about San Diego State, 78-65. The epic meltdown, Carver High, by Boise State in the overtime.
That is absolutely embarrassing. Like, honestly.
So now they're
like
down,
that.
They're down 12 right now. It's over. I mean, they're done. They're walking. That's it. San Diego State wins by 12. How about this one, Carver High? Great win for the Aztecs. Boy, did Boise State blow that game. They scored, like, 3 points in the overtime. It was so embarrassing. Just so embarrassing. Anyway, let me say this, Carver High. Michigan State, a winner over Ohio State tonight. What a week for your boy, Tom Izzo, as the Spartans have wins over Indiana, Illinois, and now Ohio State. And at 13-9, they will get an NCAA tournament berth because of this week alone. Just this week alone, they will get into the tournament. And remember, they still have work to do. They got a game at College Park Sunday, and that one's on CBS. And then they got Indiana at home at the Breslin Tuesday. And then they play Thursday and Sunday against Michigan. At Chrysler Thursday, at Breslin Sunday. So a week from this Sunday, they finish up against Michigan at home in East Lansing. Good evening, East Lansing. I go on there a lot with my friend Mad Dog in East Lansing. Woo! So what do you think Ric Flair did on his birthday tonight at Carver High? Do you think he went out in a like in a limo to a fancy restaurant or something? Or do you think he avoided the public due to his certain many health factors involved in his life? He's been through hell with hospitals and surgeons and everything else, saving his life. He's high risk, high maintenance, can't have the nature boy getting too close to any individuals in the community. He might catch the Hanta.
They like jet airplanes. Woo! They like long limousines. They like fine clothes. They like lovely ladies. And in Studio 54 a week ago, woo, I tore them all down.
So you see, he's been going to Studio 54, so he's doing okay.
Your boy. So, I mean, honestly, I can't even get over how just fantastic he was and what a rock star. I mean, honestly, on his 72nd birthday, you have to honor Ric Flair in all kinds of ways. The guy is just phenomenal.
You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kids stealing, woo, wheeling, dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
These alligators down.
Woo!
That was one of my all-time favorites right there.
Oh, the alligator one's great. I like the shoes cost more than your house. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
That's classic.
So it looks as though your boy, Tiger Woods, has been transferred. Does that mean he's been transferred to another wing or another hospital? Or do you know anything about that?
I guess that means he's doing better. I'm not sure where he was transferred to. I did not see any Tiger news tonight. We'll have to effort that now.
Maybe he was transferred to his girlfriend's pad. You never know. I mean, if he's doing a lot better, he could have ended up going and hooking up a little with little Jimmy.
You know, well, I mean, listen, things are
get a little Jimmy.
hopefully he's doing well. We know that the investigation was speedy by the sheriff over there, and hopefully things are going well on the health side too.
Anyway, what do you think he's going to be like? I mean, I know you're a doctor on ABC at 3 o'clock Eastern. Before you go on Coast to Coast, you do General Hospital. As a surgeon, what would you think his injuries are like with the shattered ankle and the rods and pins in his leg and the setting of that broken compound fracture in his leg? What do you think he's like in the hospital? Is it like a scene from a movie? He's got his leg in a cast and there's like a rope and they wire it up. And if anyone comes in and jolts him, he gets, he can't move.
It's not what you want.
Does he got full leg cast going? What do you think, with wires? Yeah, his legs
I'm
are
sure
popped
he's
in the
got
air?
He's got a serious situation going there. It's not what you want. It's not ideal. But honestly, everything has been pretty positive. And if they piece him back together and the surgeons do the deal, and maybe a year and a half from now, Scotty, we get one more run at the Green Jacket. You know,
slow
like
down.
2023, you know, he'll be back in Augusta.
Do you think he's like hitting that, you know, when I was in the hospital and had all my surgeries, I remember hitting that button. And then like after a while, you just think you're high when they're, you know what I mean? When they give you Dilaudid for like, 12 hours or 16 hours, something like that. You'll get a few shots of it coming off of like a really big bang in surgery, like when I had my rotator torn off, my labrum torn off, or when I broke my hand, they gave me a gigantic needle of morphine. When you get on that ride, literally I saw like nurses flying around the room. That's how high I was. I was so high. Like at one point I was like, I'll never forget. I told you the story on CBS. When I broke my hand and they gave me the morphine, I said to the lady, I asked her if she wanted to make love to me. And she said, yeah, I'll be right back. Meanwhile, she was like 80. It turns out when I woke up the next day, she's like, yeah, thanks, Romeo. You asked me to have sex with you last night at around 3 a.m. She's like, I'm your grandmother. And I'm like, I still think you're kind of hot, actually. I was like, can I have another one of those needles? And then she said no and slapped me. Grow up, Weisenheimer. And then at the other place, I remember saying, I was in the room and I was laying in the bed and I was so high on Dilaudid. And I went, did you just see that? And the nurse went, no, I didn't. And I was like, I swear to God that I just saw something flying around the room. She's like, listen, you lay down and go to bed, and then I'll see you tomorrow, okay? I was like, I love you. I want to make love to you. Then she slapped me. Weisenheimer. Woo! It's all happening here tonight on the bench. He went to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center last night. For orthopedic care and recovery. Gotta hit that button. All right. Yeah. All right, so Pharrell on the bench with you, your boy Carver High running it. So former USA Olympic gymnastic coach John Gettert killed himself today, hours after he was charged with 24 crimes stemming from allegations that he allegedly physically, emotionally, and sexually abused gymnasts under his care. He's another one of these guys. This guy, let's face facts, he was hooked up with Nassar, He was working with Nassar back in the day. Michigan Attorney General confirmed that Gettert took his own life, calling his death a tragic end to a tragic story for everyone. Michigan State Police confirmed his body was found at an interstate highway rest stop at 3:24 p.m. He was going to be arraigned at 2:15. He didn't show up for that. They had no indication he was going to flee or hurt others or himself. He had been in contact with his attorney and were assured of his cooperation. And then they charged him with 24 felonies, 20 counts of human trafficking, forced labor, one count of first-degree sexual assault, one count of second-degree sexual assault, racketeering, lying to police. He knew Larry Nassar was sexually abusing patients at the gym where both men worked and lied to police about it during the investigation into Nassar. The remainder of the charges against this guy tied to his own behavior with gymnasts he coached at gyms he owned in Michigan. They started investigating him in February 2018 in the wake of complaints raised about his abusive coaching style. He did bad things to girls between the ages of 13 and 16. Very bad things. He owned places in Diamonddale, Michigan, just outside of Lansing. Dozens of women say they were sexually assaulted by Nassar under the guise of medical treatment. Gettert and Nassar worked side by side for more than a quarter century while both rose to the pinnacle of elite gymnastics. Sound like they got him, Carver High. So they, what happened was he was working with Nassar. Nassar went down. Then everybody started complaining about him. Then they started investigating him. And then they were going to pinch him. Then they did pinch him. Then they got him to go to court. And the day that he was going to be sentenced for prison for the rest of his life for being a predator and a rapist, allegedly, he ended up offing himself. That's one way of looking at it, right?
It's okay. Didn't want to face the music, huh? Didn't want to face the music? Decided to forget it?
Listen, if it's okay to say that he had all those 24 counts of basically sexual assault and, you know, allegedly raping all these girls, he can be described as offing himself, in my view. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So offing, killing, suicide. Nobody likes to hear those. Killed himself, all this other. They don't like to hear it. I've heard that before, too, when I do these types of stories over the years. Bottom line is, that guy was having a bad day. Carver High, that's some serious stuff. This guy is one of the earliest known survivors of this girl who was coached by Gettert at this place. One of many places, is one of the earliest known survivors of the Nassar sexual abuse. When asked about a reaction to his suicide, she said, "It was traumatizing beyond words. He tortured and abused little girls, myself included, for more than 30 years and was able to cheat justice. Gettert was a narcissistic abuser. His suicide is an admission of guilt that the entire world can now see," end quote. This is what Sarah Klein said. She was coached by him in one of his gymnastics firms. Whatever you want to call him, gyms. He rose to national prominence in the early 2000s, was named to the U.S. national team coach for the 2012 London Olympics. His role as coach led him to travel around the globe with America's top gymnasts. Many of them won gold in London. Former Olympian Michaela Maroney said she was in a car with him on a trip in Tokyo, and Maroney gave a graphic description of how Nassar had touched her inappropriately during a treatment session the night before. Gettert didn't react, according to the accounts of the passengers in the car, and has since denied overhearing her comments. I mean, this thing goes on and on forever. Nassar is currently serving 60 years, Carver High, in prison for child porn, and he's in a federal prison in Orlando. But he also faces an additional maximum of up to 175 years in prison for a sentencing on state charges in the counties in Michigan where he's got just nothing but problems. Earlier this month, he appealed his case to the Michigan Supreme Court. They said Thursday that his trial court sentence should stand, describing it as fair and blah, blah, blah. There you go. How crazy is that story today about this this Gettard guy? Not only that he was going to go away forever, not only that he was getting sentenced to go to prison for the rest of his life, he was never going to see freedom again. He was leaving that courtroom today in a pair of handcuffs and going to federal prison to, I guess, have breakfast with Nassar. And maybe they could spend the rest of their lives together. Maybe they'll send him to the same prison and they'll end up together. Who knows? All I know is the guy drove to the rest area, apparently Carver High, and killed himself. Can you believe that? Can you believe that story? The guy's like, I mean, he had to have thought, I'm not going to prison for the rest of my life. He's been, like, the one chick said he's a narcissistic abuser. So the guy's been doing it for 30, 40 years, and he knows what's going to happen to him in there. What he did to kids, you know what they're going to do to him in there. I mean, he is just going to get turned around. And all I know is he just went to the rest area down to the, he went down to the, you know, those rest areas. I used to scalp football tickets in those rest areas. But you got to get in and out of there quick, Carver High. You know what I mean? Like a drug deal. You got to get in and out of the rest area. You can't be there for too long. Bad things happen. And sure enough, you got to get in and out of there. Sure enough, today at around 3:25, they found trouble in that parking lot, apparently. That guy did it right there. Boom. Game over. So did you see that? It doesn't sound like many people that were involved in those gyms were really too saddened by his passing.
No, nor should they be.
No. It's horrible. The Bucks are up 118-114. Carver High refuses to go to bed under these conditions, so he's going to propel the Pels now to within a two.
They're Let's go.
Two with 5 minutes left.
Get it done, Zion.
Patty, your boy Patty Connaughton is saying, come on, man, to the ref. He got it. He got it right in the mouth and nose. He's bleeding. Your boy Patty Connaughton.
I can't stand that he plays for the Bucks. I wish he played for any other team in the NBA. That's my guy.
Trade him.
I wish he wasn't on the Bucks. Ugh. Knicks were back tonight. Knicks were back.
The Knicks are back, but you don't like the Knicks.
No, I don't like the Knicks either, but I'd rather have been on the Knicks than be on the Bucks. The Bucks are the number one, public enemy number one for me.
Public enemy number one.
Always, forever. Those miserable people.
Do you think that Russell Wilson's going to get traded?
This is getting really bizarre. Like, I felt for the last 2 weeks when this story first came out and when we had Greg Bell on, and it was so like, listen, this isn't happening. Maybe next year, but this isn't happening this year. But we see this stuff all the time, Scott. Like when the wheel starts to turn and the smoke starts to, you know, come out from underneath there, like something's going on. Like this dude clearly wants out, and there's nothing like telling people, oh, no, I don't want to be traded. But if I do, here's four places that I want to go to. Like, hey, I don't want to go anywhere, but if I did want to go somewhere, I'd like to go to Vegas, Dallas, New Orleans, or Chicago, just so you guys know. That's where I'd like to go if I had to go somewhere. I mean, come on.
But you know he's not going. Like I said today, he's not. If that guy goes to Dallas, I will keel over.
See,
because
they'd have to get
Dak a fat deal.
Well, right? They'd have to send Dak. Dak would go to Seattle.
Come on, you don't. Do you really think the Cowboys?
Well,
after
you got
to
remember
that,
they still have to.
All that,
they have to franchise him first, because technically Dak's a free agent, but he's going to get franchised. Now they could trade him. They could trade him off the franchise, and then move him to Seattle, kind of like what happened last year with Ngakoue. You know, you could trade a guy once that tag goes on him. And look, and it's the same thing with Carr in Vegas. You know, if what, that was one of his four places, and if they somehow did figure that out, Carr and his big salary would go the other way to Seattle.
Do you think that, I mean, that's crazy to think, but remember, JT the Brick told us that Carr's not going anywhere, but you would take Wilson over Carr.
But I don't think that, I think the world has changed a lot in 48 hours since JT the Brick said that. I think if you ask JT the Brick now, if you had even a 15% chance to acquire Russell Wilson, trust me, Gruden's going to drive Carr not only to the airport, he'll drive him all the way to Seattle.
So, the Pelicans have taken the lead.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Put them in there.
They hit a three, and now Lonzo off the kiss. He misses. But the Bucks have the ball, 4.5 left, and it's a good game in Milwaukee. Woo! Middleton with a big move, but he airballs it, too, on the finger roll. Woo! So, Alonzo running. Now, your boy Ingram from the corner, Brick. God almighty, can anybody hit a big shot? Can anybody, like, get one down, son? I got no time for this.
If I want you, all three of them, to hold you, I'm going to slap you, I'm going to spit on you, I'm going to kick you, and I'm going to go, woo, all night long.
That was just utterly sensational right there. So I went for the upset with Cal. They're down 4 with 2.5 left. They're going to go down. Once they got passed by the Beavs, it was over. St. Mary's 25-19 Pacific at the half. Washington State leads Zona by 2, 3.5 left in the first half. They're playing that one in Tucson tonight. And I told you, Oregon won at Stanford. Michigan blew out Iowa. Illinois blew out Nebraska. Houston blew out Western Kentucky. Arizona State by 8 over Washington. I'm just giving you some of the heavies. UCLA, big over Utah. Eastern Kentucky upset 24-1 Belmont. Handed them their second loss, 81-67. And Colorado beat USC, big, 80-62. San Diego State in overtime beat Boise by 12. BYU a winner. Northwestern upset Minnesota. All right, so late night. We're still talking about it, but the Bucks are up 3 on the Pelicans with 1:10 left. And the other thing is that the Wizards beat the Nuggets in Denver. They beat him by a bucket. That's huge. And Russell Wilson, we've been talking about him, and allegedly, according to The Athletic, they're saying that the Dolphins, Jets, Saints, and Raiders are all linked to Wilson, and there's talk around the league that people believe that it could happen, that he's actually going to get moved. But I'll believe it when I see it. So I don't even care if it happens, and I don't expect it. Like, because if we've been talking about it for 2 days, then it could very well happen, and it wouldn't be some kind of shock, would it? It depends. Now, I'll tell you one thing. You know, like if it's, let's say the Jets hypothetically, and I'm in New York, right? So if you've noticed, the Jets are talking zero. They don't even talk about anything. They're literally... they're not in the news at all. Zero. I mean, the only thing I've heard about the Jets is Quinnen Williams said, you know, I want to be a Jet for life. And are we getting Deshaun Watson? If he ended up in New York with the Jets, it would be something like that I could see happening based on the lack of talk. You know what I mean? That just is dead silence. You're hearing all these other teams and like Dallas, like, no, Dak's our guy, blah, blah, blah. And then they all, you know, Denver, they don't want Locke. They'd rather have Russell Wilson. So I think there's other teams like the Dolphins. Are they really going to trade Tua? Is that what they're going to trade for him? Is that what Seattle would fall for? Would they really take him and start from scratch with a young, you know, top draft pick? I don't know. I think it could be a secret, right, if he goes. You know, like if he's going to go somewhere, it could be like under the table. Like you won't even know about it till it hits you in the head. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 Eastern on Coast to Coast. Sports Rage is next with your boy Morenci. Great job, Carver High. Peace.